The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Manna for the soul. Over the years, I've heard several reasons for and benefits of doing my personal devotions in the morning, daily. One of the best reasons for this is that God gave manna in the morning. As His people would be hungry each day, He gave them sustenance each morning to get a good start on the day. First mention of it is found in Exodus 16. You may remember reading about that historic event. Here's a refresher. And as we listen, watch for the many lessons, spiritual applications for the manna in our lives. Exodus 16. The Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. "What is it?" they asked each other. They had no idea what it was. And Moses told them, "It is the food the Lord has given. These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent." So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little. But when they measured it out, everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what it needed. Then Moses told them, "Do not keep any of it until morning." But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning, but by then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. Moses was very angry with them. After this, the people gathered the food morning by morning, each family according to its need. And as the sun became hot, the flakes they had not picked up melted and disappeared. On the 6th day, they gathered twice as much as usual, 4 quarts for each person instead of 2. Then all the leaders of the community came and asked Moses for an explanation. He told them, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow will be a day of complete rest, a holy Sabbath day set apart for the Lord. So bake or boil as much as you want today, and set aside what is left for tomorrow." So they put some aside until morning, just as Moses had commanded. And in the morning, the leftover food was wholesome and good, without maggots or odor. Moses said, "Eat this food today, for today is a Sabbath day dedicated to the Lord. There will be no food on the ground today. You may gather the food for 6 days, but the 7th day is the Sabbath. There will be no food on the ground that day." Some of the people went out anyway on the 7th day, but they found no food. The Lord asked Moses, "How long will these people refuse to obey my commands and instructions? They must realize that the Sabbath is the Lord's gift to you. That is why He gives you a 2-day supply on the 6th day, so there will be enough for 2 days. On the Sabbath day, you must each stay in your place. Do not go out to pick up food on the 7th day. So the people did not gather any food on the 7th day. The Israelites called the food manna. It was white like coriander seed, and it tasted like honey wafers. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Fill a 2-quart container with manna to preserve it for your descendants. Then later generations will be able to see the food I gave you in the wilderness when I set you free from Egypt." So the people of Israel ate manna for 40 years until they arrived at the land where they would settle. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands? Yes. He humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And the manna God provided them in the wilderness wasn't the only provision. Nehemiah 9, "For 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell." And listen to the spiritual parallels that Christ Himself gives us in John. John chapter 6. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of this world is my flesh. And then there's the final mention of manna in Revelation. Revelation 2:17. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what He is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give some of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven. Manna is clearly a symbol of God's provision, and as Deuteronomy 8 states, it is a serious reminder that we are not to live on bread alone, but to live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. God's Word, Scripture, the Bible is to be our spiritual food. And for me, it is very effective to start my day with Him in His Word. As it comes to what time is the best time to feast on God's Word, I believe that's pretty obvious that we need to invest time in His Word always and in all ways. Psalm 119. How can a young man keep his way? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I've stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Lord, help us to hunger for your word every day.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.